The Contemporary Arts Center has been a cornerstone of both the Arts District and contemporary culture in New Orleans since 1976. Now it has a new executive director, who, like the organization itself, has roots in multidisciplinary arts, community building, and neighborhood revitalization. Today, we're talking to George Scheer about his recent move to New Orleans and his plans for the CAC. Welcome, George, and thanks for being here.
Hello. So glad to be here.
So tell me, you literally are from elsewhere.
I am from elsewhere,
so tell me about your background.
So, well, I grew up in Atlanta, and I went to school in Philadelphia, and then in 2003 jumped into my grandmother's thrift store, of all places. She had run a store from 1939 until 1997, and a series of different inventories, starting with Army surplus being sold to Boy Scout troops around the country, to eventually textiles and clothing and toys and fabrics and all sorts of different things. And when she passed, you know, this was a place that I had gone as a child and always visited. And Greensboro, North Carolina, which is where this was where she and my family were originally from. Well, it lost 40,000 jobs in the textile industry, and the downtown had been divested in for 50, 60 years. And this was at the very end of a long economic cycle where this place had, this thrift store, and when she passed, was just filled to the brink with no real future. And I came down with a group of artists, and we decided the worst business plan, which is that nothing would be for sale and nothing would leave. And instead, we started to invite artists to come in and use the materials to make artworks. And slowly, we grew a residency program, a museum. We have about 50 artists a year from all over the world that came in, and they live and work immersively inside this environment and make work. And it really was a very transformative space. It continues. It's ongoing. More than $200 million of development happened in the last few years, really. We'd really transformed the regrowth of downtown and really Greensboro's role in the region and creating a site that really put Greensboro and in some cases various North Carolina into the map of contemporary artists and residencies and have seen the residency field grow and change as well. So we called it Elsewhere. It is truly an elsewhere, I would say, because it is both familiar and strange all at once.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Contemporary Arts Center back in 1976 started much the same way, a group of artists who wanted to sort of generate change in a neighborhood that was at that point not thriving, putting things together. So do you see some similarities in what you did and where you're coming in now?
Sure. I think I feel a real kinship to it. And I think it's actually a really important, relevant question today. Artists throughout the country and really throughout the world and a lot of different places in the 70s were taking over abandoned spaces and thinking differently about how art should be displayed. Some of the traditional methods and forms and institutions were beginning to break down, and artists were finding other ways of showcasing, not only showcasing art, but also engaging with communities and finding a role and relationship of themselves in their place in contemporary art. And the CAC is one of those leading legacies of that time, which also includes places like PS1 and Kunstwerk and Palais de Tokyo and Paris and Real Artways, spaces in New Haven. I mean, there's all sorts of places like this. I tend to think of Elsewhere as sort of a millennial organization that reemerged in the early 2000s, and there was a cropping of newer kinds of organizations that were being built by artists that weren't necessarily about sites, but about platforms for the ways artists could create. And so Elsewhere was a museum and residency inside of a thrift store, but they're now unfortunately gone, but like Pelican Bomb in New Orleans was a similar style place for artists and writers to think together in a new critical fashion. So the CAC has weathered that time and is now a real legacy and one of the quote-unquote mainstream arts institutions in this city. And I think it stands with a new responsibility to figure out where its roots were and where it looks forward. The question we get to ask is, what is it the center of a contemporary arts center today?
The Contemporary Arts Center, I think a lot of people consider it to be visual arts, and of course it's not. You do dance, you do performing arts, theater. Tell me a little bit about your programming and how you decide what to do and how you get that balance between the different kinds of art and how they work together.
Sure. We have a really robust program of both visual and performing arts, all curated as well as community-supported work. And I think I could tell a little bit about our programs that are upcoming. We have Daime Arosina, who's coming in May 2nd. Kyle Abraham, who is a wonderful MacArthur genius, who's coming in May. These are just two examples of the performance work, music, and dance that we have present. And, of course, the visual art galleries. I think more broadly, the idea of multidisciplinary work really sort of goes beyond the boundaries of one medium to the next, and again looks to present critical questions, inspiring ideas, thoughtful expressions through different media. And it's our job as a Contemporary Arts Center to help contextualize that for audiences and provide a varied experience that that enlightens people.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because you're talking about kind of a grand dame in a way of the Arts District in New Orleans, and yet it's kind of a millennial or a Generation X or a whatever concept to take multidisciplinary art and community and culture and whatever. So where is the CAC in this process? Where is it going from here?
Sure. I mean, I think that there's an opportunity for our board, for our community broadly to assess and evaluate where we are and to think about where we want that future growth to be. I don't come in with a vision and a stamp that I want to put on it. I don't think that's actually the mode of leadership that's necessary in general. I come in with a framework, and mine is that a CAC is a touchstone for contemporary art in New Orleans. It is an asset, a material resource for artists here locally, and it is a partner in conversations around art and equity that are important in the city and resonate nationally. And I think if the CAC can find its place there and find its role as part of the Central Business District in New Orleans, as part of the Arts District in New Orleans, as part of a larger cultural community of galleries from Julia Street to St. Claude, I think if we can find our role among a community, we will be able to pave the next 40 years.
We wish you the best of luck, George. It sounds like you have gotten off to a running start. We'll talk to you in a year and find out how you're acclimating to New Orleans. In the meantime, to learn more about the CAC and its upcoming programs, or to get involved, go to cacno.org or to vianolavie.org. Thank you, George, for coming today.
Thanks so much.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.